The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Murder the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRPodcastNetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to Goodbye. I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network Drafts. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I know this is going to sound funny, but I mean this from the cold-hearted, down to my soul, I mean this with all my might. Fuck taxes. And these are my friends. And these are my friends. Say hello, friends. Start with Kendra.
What would the government do if we just all didn't pay, though? They couldn't take us all. I think we need to do that.
My luck, they start together. With me.
Oh, they go I know, alphabetical, it. Like, fuck.
Well, you know, the IRS did hire a ton of new people and buy a bunch of guns, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's probably why they're still reviewing my taxes after 30 days, bastards.
But other than overthrowing the government one day the right way, not like January 6th, that way, the cool way. I'm good. I'm good. I actually just wrote down all my picks like 10 minutes ago while you were talking. So, hopefully, no one takes them.
Inside of baseball, we're here. Okay. All right. Shanna, so you.
Hi, everybody. I'm actually really excited. I get to nerd out with my friends on some Star Trek and favorite movie characters. I'm pretty excited.
You don't have to lie to kick it.
No, this is right down my nerd alley. This is like right down.
Okay. All right, Casey.
Hi. This is going to be a lot of fun, but I will say this. Fuck Star Trek. Always Star Wars for life.
Well, I'm saying fuck both of them, but Harvey.
We know you're going to say fuck both of them.
Hashtag Star Wars is trash. Hashtag Star Trek is weird, but the people who love it are just fine people on both sides.
On both sides.
And that is my Donald Trump quote for the day. Yay, this is fun. All I know about Star Trek is that I hate that theme song, but it was always creepy to me, man. It always creeped me out. But but I will talk about what I do afterwards. Let's get to drafting.
Sorry, Amanda, you're next. But the very, very funniest quote I've seen that I heard Donald Trump say today was when he won that black award yesterday, and he said, "Where's everybody else? I can't see people right here. I only can see black.
Wow,
I only see black.
The lights in his eyes.
it's horrible. Wow. It's horrible, but that shit is funny. the caucasity. All right, amazing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on the mend. I can sort of hobble around on my broken ankle a little bit, so that's good. And I'm with Dre. Fuck taxes. Like, I shouldn't complain because my husband is making more money, but more money, more problems. Like, 40% of his income is to taxes. It's fucking ridiculous. But, you know, it is what it is.
And so. Your diamond shoes are two sizes too small.
Exactly. Well, it's different when you're, because we have to pay our taxes individually now because he's technically an owner. So it's different when you see how much we have to pay it quarterly and you see how much money you have to put aside. It makes my chest hurt. But anyway, I'm happy to be here and glad to be back. And yeah, let's do this.
All right. Also, I said a joke before, but Amanda's a thug. She goes to different islands and start crip walking.
Yeah. All right. To be fair, I was doing no walking in the island since I got hurt. I'm doing the crip walking like the now.
He was doing the stanky leg.
So, all right. Can I put up for vote that next year for her birthday, everybody in the network has to chip in and buy her a hover round?
Not old yet.
Only she recorded.
Yeah.
All right. So last but not least, we have Josh from Two Texas Journeys and Season to Season. And just as today, we want to recognize and announce that Josh and CJ, hopefully,
will be. Maybe you should have waited on that.
Let's hopefully, we'll be a part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings Network.
Well, I mean, if CJ turns it down, then CJ can just go away and, you know, Dre and Josh and I will do Season to Season. And
no, Josh can you do guys don't look like Martin anymore on the screen.
You know what? CJ will be all right. If he don't want to do it, I'll go have a conversation with him, get a little Coleone with it, make him an offer he can't refuse.
He's going to.
I'll talk to him. He's going to be on the sip list Friday. So I'll
yeah, he's excited.
You'll be on Season to Season before he's on sip list.
Mm-hmm. So I got a yay CJ. I'm not sure who that's from, but I got a yay CJ. And hi guys, hi, love. So Josh, hi.
Hey everybody. First, I want to thank all you guys for accepting me into the network. I'm excited to be a part of the group. And I'm excited to do this episode. I love Star Trek. I'm a huge Star Trek fan. I've seen every show. I think it's the greatest sci-fi thing on Earth.
Yeah.
Like, one of the best TV series ever, and a lot of people agree with me, even though y'all don't. I love taxes, but that's because... And the reason I love taxes is because I'm single, and I'll make a ton of money, so mine is real easy, and I already got both my returns, so... You know, that's why I like them. I ain't gonna like them soon enough, though.
How fast do you do your fucking taxes? You're just like, oh, tax day.
Bro, I do my taxes so quick. As soon as I get my W-2, and this year my company had them online, like, right away. And so the day they was up, I sat there watching TV with my kid and did them on my phone. But that's every year. As soon as I get them, I'm quick with it.
All right. So, listen, we are happy to have Season to Season and Twin Taxi Journeys join the I Did Not Make the Rankings podcast network. Kendra will have to do another intro because her voice sounds definitely better than mine. And we'll probably get another graphic. However, though, with that being said, let's do some drafting.
Yeah.
All right. And then Emily says, I guess Dre sent me the live link that doesn't like me. Hi, guys. Oh, it must be Emily. Yeah, been black guy. All right. Anyway, so we're gonna make our own Star Trek fleet. we're gonna be drafting captain, a second command, a chief engineer, doctor, science officer, and security officer. Now, what I did was, I mixed these up, so it won't be just captain first. I know how y'all wanted that. So it's going to be different.
Rude.
Good, because I want a captain last. So. I'm glad.
So here's the order. It goes Kendra, then Josh, then Shanna, then myself, then Casey, then Harvey, then Amanda. Like always, it's Nick style. So it's Amanda, Harvey, Casey, myself, Shanna, Josh, then Kendra. Kendra, are you ready?
Yes.
Kendra, second in command.
I'm going to go Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Nice.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
And we got a What's Good from the What's It Good Though podcast.
Yo, yo.
Hey, guys.
All right. So, Josh, is on you.
I'm going with my boy Scott Summers, a.k.a. Cyclops from the X-Men.
Mm. All right. Shanna.
I'm going Buzz Lightyear.
Nice.
He was a dick.
He kind of needed to be.
He kind of was a man like, bitch. Andy's toy, bitch.
wait. Are we going movie Buzz Lightyear or are we going the Space Command cartoon Buzz Lightyear?
Wow. Movie Buzz Lightyear.
Definitely.
Okay. You are a sad, strange little man.
All right. It's on me, and I'm going to Vegeta here from Dragon Ball Z.
Nice.
Casey.
I'm going to go, because I can't go down this road in the next draft, I'm going to go this way. Michael Jeffrey Myers from Halloween.
His middle name is Aubrey.
I don't give a fuck what his middle name is, but he's my second in command.
Why did you say his name?
His middle name is Aubrey.
All right. So what's good though, podcast screaming Vegeta? There you go. Good nerd out. All right, Harvey.
Second in command from Pinky in the Brain. Let's go with Pinky.
Okay.
Darf.
Nice.
All right, and Amanda.
I am gonna go with Wanda Maximoff.
Nice.
Scarlet.
Strong right there.
Oh, Wanda.
Somebody said, what the fuck is wrong, Casey?
The last thing I want to get caught on a ship with Michael Myers. There's a movie like that with Jason, and I'm not a fan
of it. It is definitely not.
Just wait. I've only got 1 foot on this road so far. I still got a long way to go to complete this fleet.
All right. So
second
command, we got Slimer, Cyclops, Buzz Lightyear, Vegeta, Mike Myers, Pinky, and Wanda Maximoff. And I mean Pinky from Pinky in the Brain, not the Pinky that black people know. Alright, so Amanda, Captain,
ooh.
And apparently nobody's messing with Amanda's team.
Right? I gotta go with Wonder Woman.
Oh, I can see where it's going. Alrighty. Mm-hmm.
No one's watching this movie. We know how it goes.
Damn.
The box. Wrong. Yeah, I'm just going off of Marvel's Birds of Prey. People hate women.
No, I'm not picking all Marvel. That's not what I'm doing.
They pick all women, though. And I see that. Harvey, so you.
Could be.
All right. My captain, is Captain Jack Sparrow.
Hey, good pick.
You suck, Harvey. But that's not where I was going with my next pick anyway, so.
Casey. I have him on another list.
You probably just earned my vote, Harvey, just saying. Captain Frederick Charles Krueger. Thank you very much. Dre, you're next.
I am not getting on that ship.
Oh, my God.
No. No, but Shan, we could party with them. We could hang with them, and they wouldn't.
As long as Kendra and Dre and Harvey and Josh are on there, because the black people die first.
That's fair. That's fair.
Gives you a chance to run.
Well, I don't know if you know me or not, but I'm not much of a runner.
Shoot. All
right. It's on me, and I'm going Goku here.
Okay.
Go kart.
Go.
Son Goku.
Son Goku.
Kakarot. As Shadow. Vegeta will be called.
Shannon.
I'm going Gru from Despicable Me.
Nice.
Ooh, good pick.
Cool.
All right.
He has kids in the next one, which means he had sex. Ugh.
I know.
So him and Lucy did it? Yeah.
All right.
Taser.
All right, Josh.
All right, I'm going with Captain Raymond Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nice pick.
Wait, I didn't know we could pick from TV.
Yeah, I said any universe. Yeah. You could have picked real people from this universe too. Any universe. It's not Star Trek.
This is all Kendra's fault.
Okay, that is a great pick, and I'm mad now.
Off what it is.
All right.
Well, yeah, I kept trying to emphasize any. I'm sorry, guys. I wasn't here last week to really.
That's fine.
It's all right. It's okay. Kendra, so you.
Captain. Oh, damn. We're picking captains? Okay.
Don't focus on the word captain.
I was just like, I'm going to go with Negan from The Walking Dead.
Nice. Okay.
That is probably the darkest shit you have ever drafted in a year and a half, Kendra.
That guy was hot as hell. I would have been part of his little clan. Me and my friend would text every week, like, you'd be one of his girls, right? I'd be like, hell yeah, I'd be one of that guy's girls.
Wow. All right, so we got Wonder Woman, Captain Jack Sparrow, Freddy Krueger, Goku, Gru, Captain Holt, and Negan. Kendra's on you. I'm going Chief Engineer Officer.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with, I'm going Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm going Davy Jones.
Nice.
Okay.
Josh.
I am going to go with Tony Stark.
Shanna.
I'm going with the Blue Power Ranger.
Hey. His name is Billy Cranston.
I thought his name was Billy, but I didn't want to sound dumb and say it.
It's all right. No, I got your back. It's Billy Cranston. Yeah, that's a good pick. I didn't even think about that one. I might have went with it too if I thought about it. I like it.
Son of a bitch. Fucking Josh took my pick for Chief Engineer Officer. So fuck it. Let's go David Banner.
Mm. Okay.
Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like, wait, you mean Bruce Banner?
Oh, I said David Banner's a rapper.
What a bad man.
Bruce Banner. I said David Banner.
Yo, that shit was about to get crock.
Have you ever seen it heavy with a butterfly?
Just it's a habit. Get like I'm hot too, so let's go. All right,
yo.
Sticking with my theme, I'm going with Mr. Norman Bates.
Ooh, nice. All right.
Well, he's going to die the first time he do some dumb.
Could have his mom's body in there somewhere.
You don't know.
Harvey's on you.
All right. For my chief engineer officer, I'm going with Angus MacGyver.
Yeah, that was my second. Good pick.
I still don't know if there's a lot of people named Angus now. All right, and Amanda.
Chief Engineer, right? Yes. I'm going Katniss Everdeen.
All right, so we got Davy Jones, Tony Stark, Billy Cranston, Bruce Banner. Not David Banner, but Bruce Banner. Angus MacGyver and Kenneth Evergreen.
When we do the graphics, can we put Blue Power Ranger /
Blue Power Ranger?
Yeah,
because there's been so many. There's Neo Blue, there's like Dino Blue.
Yeah, there's 30 plus.
Like original.
Well, if you say Blue classic. Mighty Morphin, then.
Yeah,
that's Bill.
No, I knew who you meant right away.
Yeah.
Super nerdy guy.
Original Blue Ranger.
Mm-hmm. They just brought him back, too, for the 30th anniversary special.
No, remember when that little kid was the blue one in the second movie? He was such, trash.
So we're going the next round, and we're going Doctor. Amanda, you're first.
I am going with Dr. Julia Harris. From Horrible Bosses.
How are those? She's very hot, by the way. But there's no men of sexual harassment, so I don't know if she'll get in that much trouble. All right, Harvey.
I'm going with Dr. Gregory House.
You suck, Monkey Boss.
I knew it was going to stay there long. I knew it was somebody's
because my point exactly. As soon as she saw that rule, I put that name down just for that. All right. And then What's Good the Podcast said that Julia Harris could be my doctor. Right?
So obviously that's Jay making that comment.
We don't know that.
She's like, you are
going to have a nice
fuzzy little mouth.
All right, Casey's on you.
They put a bar next to a playground.
I feel like this is probably going to be state the obvious pick, and I believe probably at least 92% of you know where I'm going with this. Go ahead and make the pick, and I'll tell you if you're correct.
Dr. Giggles.
No. Right genre, wrong pick. Hannibal Lecter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to inspire you to say Dr. Giggles.
Was a good little person. That's my put John Kramer. But I am not going John Kramer. I'm going Doctor Strange and must go superior.
Okay.
All right. And Shanna.
I got a little nervous with Kendra's Slimer pick, so I was like, oh, but I'm going with Egon Spengler.
Oh, a man after my own heart.
It was hot too.
Yeah.
All right, Josh.
Going with Dr. Perry Cox from Scrubs.
Nice. You might have my vote, sir. These are great.
All right, Kendra.
Mine doesn't have a doctorate, but I'm going Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
They all about to die. Unless they got a ring, they all about to die. All right, so doctors got Julia Harris, Dr. House, Dr. Hannibal Lecter, Dr. Strange, Egon, Dr. Perry Cox, and Gollum. Kendra, science officer.
What's the last thing?
So
security.
Officer, security officer.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Lotso, the bear from Toy Story 3.
Oh my god, that's great.
Nice. I thought you was gonna pick Doc McStuffins.
Wow. Nice pick.
I think her degree's fake.
I'm going with Dr. Emmett Brown from Back to the Future.
Nice.
Stole my pick.
Oh man, I'm sorry, Harvey.
Don't apologize. It's all right.
I didn't apologize to him. He's fine. He's got bonnets to steal.
Shanna.
And we are doing science officer.
Yes.
I am going with Grogu.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
The cutest one.
My future stepchild.
So my next pick is out of ordinary for a science officer, and I don't like Star Wars, but I'm going to go Star Wars. I'm going to go Yoda here actually for a science officer.
Nice.
Science. You were thinking the same thing.
Very good.
In case you go, you must.
I'm going to go Leatherface.
Nice.
Okay.
Harvey.
Oh, science officer. I was ready with Dr. Emmett Brown, but you know, alas, I'm not the only person thinking that way. For a science officer, let's go with Dr. Wayne Szalinski from Honey, ooh, I
Shrunk the Kids. Nice. That was on my list, too. That's a good one.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
But make sure you get the movie one, not the TV show. The TV show.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't like that TV show?
Oh,
I love the TV show. It wasn't very fucking movie.
It's not necessary.
No, not at all.
All right. And then Amanda.
I'm gonna go with Ellen Ripley.
Okay.
Who's that from?
Aliens.
Aliens.
Oh,
aliens.
Shit.
Aliens. Aliens 3, The Return.
Sigourney fucking Weaver, my dude.
Sigourney fucking Weaver.
Aliens go to the hood. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, right. So, science officer, we got Bear from Toy Story 3, Dr. Emmett Brown. Grogu?
Grogu.
Baby Yoda.
Oh, okay. Then Yoda. Leatherface, Dr. Wayne Szalinski, and Ellen Ripley. All right. Last but not least, security officer. Amanda, you're first.
I'm going to go with Letty Ortiz from Fast and the Furious.
Nice.
Is that Michelle?
Yes. Yeah.
I almost picked Dominic for my engineer.
Nice.
All right, Harvey.
Security, I am going with Frank Drebin from Police. Was it Police Files or Naked Gun? That's what
Naked Gun. Oh, that's going to be entertaining.
Naked Gun 33 and a third.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to die because he's ain't saving you.
All right, Casey.
So I'm going to round out my fleet with the only person in this particular genre who has any experience in the world of the space. So I'm going to go with the ever dominant presence of Jason Voorhees.
Jason in space.
Jason X. I mean,
he Jason go to space. Well, Jason X, whatever that shit was. That shit was horrible.
If you watch it drunk or high, it's amazing.
It is good.
I will put it on.
Hashtag, that movie is not coming to an evening at the movies anytime soon.
Oh, I disagree.
Hey, the whole universe in trouble with the Borg-Ebler assimilation ship, though. Cause...
You can fucking request it all you want. I'll fucking rubber it and delay it for you'll 6 months to a year.
What does that mean? You'll rubber it. You'll
it Amanda knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Specifically wrong.
All right. It's on me.
It does.
It's on me. Let's go Captain America here. For
nice.
Shanna.
I'm going a little unconventional here. I'm going Toothless.
Ooh. Okay.
Aww. Leprechaun and has space time? What?
Leprechaun was in space. Yes, he was.
I
yes,
he was.
He went to space and went to the hood twice. Leprechaun.
Twice.
Yeah, Leprechaun. Right
too. Twice. Yep. Twice.
Leprechaun in outer space will be on an evening at the movies before Jason X was on an evening at the movies.
A friend with gold is a friend, I'm told, but a friend with weed is a friend indeed. Favorite quote from that movie.
I'll Josh. Check it out.
I'm going with Mr. Roundhouse himself, Cordell Walker from Walker, Texas Ranger.
And then Harley Ingram says that, hello, everybody.
Hi, Harley.
Hi, Harley.
Yeah, are we at school? Jesus, that's not something. Where's up?
No, we're at AA meeting.
I hope I don't mind. Kendra, are you?
I'm going with the T-Rex from Jurassic Park, the original.
Nice. Okay.
I think you do a good job. Or she, oh, girls. She.
All right, so we got Lenny Ortiz, Frank, Jason, Captain America, Toothless, Cordell Walker, and T-Rex from Jurassic Park. Good job, everybody.
Yeah. Y'all have some good picks. I love it.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Because it technically wasn't Star Trek, so it was fun. All
right. So, right.
So before we go to the future, we must go into the past. We must go talk about the last two we've done. So for movie cameos, third was Harvey, second was Casey, and first was Shanna.
Yay!
Yes. All right, and then woo! For black sitcoms, tied for third was Shanna and Kendra. Second was Casey, and me by a long shot was.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm getting sick and tired of being in second place every damn week.
You have more wins than everybody else. I have no sympathy for you, buddy. You have more wins than everybody.
Legitimately, love you, mean it.
And then Cordell had a bulletproof GMC truck.
Yeah, he did.
All right. And then start. Our veto count, which she could have used yet last draft we just did, but she did not. Our winner for the veto is Shanna.
Yay!
She won by 2 points to Casey. So,
Second place again.
How's it feel to be a number two?
When was the last time you won, Amanda?
If you're not first, wow. You're last.
Wow. I hear that. Okay.
Okay. So, with that being said, Shanna, do you want to say what we're doing next week?
Well, I already originally had a topic, but I'm changing it up. I'm going to go with best choreographed dance sequences in movies.
Wow.
Ooh.
Huh. Well, okay. Let me write that down because
I'm gonna have to hire somebody for help for that one.
Wait, do they have to be choreographed or can it just be just best dance scenes?
I mean, she said choreographed. I don't know what.
I mean, they're all choreographed.
But I mean,
like big number
group dance scenes.
What's that?
Like group dance scenes?
Yeah.
Or just so it has to be a group.
So it can't just be like a scene from Step Up or.
Or it can't be like dirty dancing.
The best dance performance in a movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Dirty dancing.
We did that on the sip list. It was a lot of fun.
All right, so doing best dancing in the movie, and then the end. What's the good? The podcast says the ending of their dancing, and then True yeah. Ryan from YouTube said, "What is this?" okay, so
you'll be okay.
Keep listening, True Line. You'll figure it out.
And then for my pick, I will be on the show for this pick, but I won't be drafting. I gave the group a couple pictures of myself, and they all picked some pictures. They're going to caption each picture. Okay? They're going to caption each picture. And just so everybody know, these are the picture. One person picked this. One person picked this. One person picked this.
Aww.
One person picked this.
Aww.
One person picked this. And the last person picked this.
Yes.
So you all be captioning, and then me, my fiance, and one other person will be voting on what's the best caption. Okay. Have fun.
That's gonna be hilarious.
Don't be too disrespectful, but have fun. All right. All right. With that being said, let's get, dare I say,
the live version of what you mean.
So we are drafting the greatest movie characters. And Harvey, you wanted us to say what this is.
All right. So I picked the greatest movie characters. The caveats, of course, because I don't like to make it easy, is one. Nice. You can't pick any horror characters. That's why our boy here picked all horror characters the first time, just to get that out the way.
Get out of the system.
Right. So no horror characters and no villains in general. So that means this is all nice people. And one of the people, one of your picks, has to be a kid in a movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mentioned, when we said that, I mentioned it. I put, because I always put caveats and stuff. So I
gotcha. Yeah. No, I missed that caveat, but it's all good. All good.
It's not the hardest caveat to find. So
no, not at all.
I've done worse. This is calm. So.
Yeah, this is easy.
So the order is Shanna, Amanda, Kendra, myself, Harvey, Josh, and Casey. And like I said, so we snake style. So it goes Casey, Josh, Harvey, myself, Kendra, Amanda, Shanna, in the second round. So Shanna, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and get my kid out of the way because I don't want Kendra snatching her up. I'm going Becky Icebox O'Shea.
Ooh,
wow. That is huge.
Very nice.
That is huge.
Where's my kid?
Wow.
Oh, that is great. That
it's
is
a fantastic
great.
It's a good one.
Oh, my goodness. Amanda's on you.
I am also going to go ahead and get my kid out of the way. I'm going with Wednesday Addams.
Good one.
But isn't that horror comedy?
She's not horror. No, no.
No, because she's not a villain.
She's not a horror.
I wouldn't call it horror.
No. I guess it's gothic.
Yeah, more gothic than anything. It's not horror, though.
Right.
She has zero fucks to give. I love her.
All right, Kendra.
I'm going Matilda. That was my girl. Nice. My kid, Matilda.
Everybody's not going to get that. Look would at be. This. Okay.
All right. I got to get the kid out now as well. So I'm going Kevin McAllister.
You suck.
I wasn't going to, but it took too many kids. There you go. I'm going Kevin McAllister here. All right, Harvey.
All right, I'm not picking a kid. I'm not just like what everybody else does. I'm taking, I think, one of the most beloved movie characters ever, and that is Forrest Gump.
I knew
that. Suck, Monkey Balls.
Did you see the skit from SNL this week?
Yes.
That was hilarious.
No, that was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Well, look up the Forrest Gump skit from SNL this past week. It is.
I'm taking your wife.
Do you have any friends that are alive?
Oh, God. All right.
Lieutenant Dan, stand up. He don't got
no I'm also not life. Going with my kid yet. I'm going to switch it up. Do something a little different. I'm going Barbie.
Ooh.
Okay. I had her on my list.
Hey, Barbie.
Barbie.
I had her on my list, too.
President Barbie?
No, just Barbie from the movie.
Just Barbie.
Stereotypical Barbie. Margot Robbie.
That movie was actually really good.
It was really good.
Barbie, I'd be with Faye Barbie.
This is you.
Yeah, I'm going to go, since Dre took my Kevin McAllister from me, Katniss Everdeen.
Good one.
Had her on my list, too. It's dramatically depleting.
Is that your child?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, was she like 17?
She was 17, yeah.
17 okay. Child.
Yeah. Good pick.
I was about to get picked in the Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we got got Icebox Wednesday, Matilda, Kevin McAllister, Forrest Gump, Barbie, and Katniss Everdeen. Cases on you.
Harry Potter.
Oh.
Of course.
The Boy Who Lived.
It's all about Ron.
See, so you and your little caveat, Harvey, I'll take two kids on my damn list. Thank you very much.
What you got to do, bro? That's good.
Harry Potter.
All right, Josh.
Boy. It's back to me. And I'm going to go with a kid pick. I am going to go with Chunk from The Goonies.
Nice.
Good one.
Really good one.
Thank you.
Harvey.
My list is pretty clean so far. You guys have not disrespected it. all right, let's go. Let's go with Ron Burgundy.
You bitch. Sorry.
Man, that was pure. That was just genuine. Like, it just flowed out. There was no.
All right.
Evidently, you are no longer sexual chocolate.
So, cause it's still Black History Month, and I had to get my kid out because I couldn't get a black kid in this. But I want to get some type of kid, so I had to get him out of here. But I am going to go all black here, just letting you guys know. And let's go Black Panther here.
Nice. You know Kevin McAllister's white, right?
I literally just said that.
Oh. I had Black Panther on my list too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kendra.
Oh, Gizmo.
Nice. Good one.
All right, Amanda.
Peter Venkman.
And Dr. Venkman. And Shanna.
I'm going Doc Holliday Tombstone.
Oh, you
nice.
Nice.
Ooh, that's what you get, Harvey. That's what you get. Shanna does my revenge for it.
Wow.
You shouldn't have said nobody was disrespecting your list.
And it's been disrespected. It's all dirty now.
So we got Harry Potter, Chunk, Ron Burgundy, Black Panther, Gizmo, Dr. Venkman, and Doc Holliday. Shanna, so you.
I'm going to go Megan from Bridesmaids.
Nice. I took a bunch of puppies.
And she's driving and she's like,
there a hungry bear in here.
That's coming on me like lava.
Look away. All right,
Amanda.
I am going with Elle Woods.
Ben.
What was that?
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
They just don't.
All right, Kendra.
Oh, McLovin.
No. I am McLovin. I have that shirt.
Yeah.
I have that shirt with his ID on it. Of course he did. With his ID on it. let's go on me. Let's go Axel Foley here.
Nice.
You suck.
Yeah, Casey's going
to kill twice. You.
Okay, Harvey.
Let's go with Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Not according to Amanda. She said not like that movie. And yeah, I'm snitching.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just sad we never got a crossover of Mrs. Doubtfire with Madea. because that would be fire.
That Mrs. Okay.
So I say that Eddie Murphy as all the clumps walked so Madea could run. But yeah, yep. Mrs. Doubtfire could be an argument.
God,
too.
Please don't come. Oh, God.
Josh is on you.
Eddie asleep is done. Is, oh.
No, I agree with the same. There could have been a Madea without the clumps.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to Josh look into that because I'm not sure when the very first actual VHS of the plays came out, but I know it's going to be around the same time. So I get where you're coming from, but that might not be completely true.
The first Madea plays in the 2000s.
Okay, never mind then. All right. I'm going with the bride from Kill Bill.
Damn you.
Solid pick.
I had her.
Thank you.
All right, Casey.
I feel like this isn't going to get back. Well, no, because I got two back-to-back picks, so I got two shots at getting him. So I'm going to go ahead and ask the question, why is the rum always gone? And pick Captain Jack Sparrow. You said it in the last freaking round, so you had to know that I wasn't going to let it wait.
CJ, you're incredibly wrong, and that's okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Boo, CJ, boo.
Boo, boo.
I mean, CJ is the guy that also hates Halloween, too, so.
Yeah, CJ's opinion that. Is not valid.
So, I'm not going to lie, I agree. I
wow.
Do. I do.
Miss Delva. I'm a hot dog? Like, that's amazing. He impersonated a hot dog right out the bat. Yeah, like
yeah. Sorry.
You're overrated.
I don't think it's overrated, but it's definitely not the best Robin Williams movie by a long shot. I wouldn't even put it in the top 10.
Not at all.
All right. So we got Megan.
Not the top 10 of them.
I'm sorry.
We got Megan, Elle Woods, McLovin, Axel Foley, Mrs. Doubtfire, The Bride, and Captain Jack Sparrow. Casey's on you.
I need to cleanse the Star Trek from my aura, so we're gonna go to the greatest sci-fi fantasy or sci-fi franchise of all time, and I'm gonna take Han Solo.
Nice.
All right. Josh.
So I'm going with Gandalf.
Nice.
All right. Harvey.
I am going with Prince Hakeem.
You suck.
Nice.
Feel in your soul.
Trey, that's on you.
You suck. I'll do it.
That's on you.
You suck.
You should have picked that earlier, man.
I had to get Axel Foley before he picked Axel Foley.
You're right. So, he was on my list too.
Right. All right. Well, still going black here. I'm going Ruby Rye here from The Fifth Element. Corbin Dallas.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, Kendra.
I'm going with Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, Amanda.
John McClane.
Oh, damn it. You are just wrong. He was right under Ron Burgundy. Right
there. That's what you get. Get out.
Captain Kirk, bro. I'm sorry, man. I can't agree with
that. This Star Trek propaganda is wrong.
No.
Picard is so much better than Kirk. Shoot, I picked Sisko over Kirk.
Wow.
So
we'd all pick the dragon.
So very wrong.
Like it's in the thong song?
I disagree with you.
You disagree with me about Captain Sisko?
I disagree with you about Captain Kirk.
Way off.
and not Thong Song Sisko. We talking a different Sisko. But I got beef with Sisko from the Thong Song.
Wow.
Nobility, and we'll talk about that another time. He stole my look.
All right. And last but not least, Shannon, for this row.
I'm gonna go with Cher Horowitz.
Oh my bitch.
From Clueless?
Yes.
The one and
the incestuous one.
The other Cher Horowitz from that other movie.
The girl that always stole my matzo ball soup that my bubba made. My bubba made it.
All right, so we have Hong Solo, Gandalf, Prince Akeem, Ruby Ride, Frankenfurter, John McClane, and Cher. Cher.
Horowitz.
All right, Shannon, round five.
I'm going with Dottie from A League of Their Own.
Oh, good one.
All right, Amanda.
I'm going with Mrs. White from Clue.
Ooh.
Flames on the side of my face.
All right.
Jackie Brown.
Nice.
That is a fucking amazing pick right there.
Oh my God. Right. Never go wrong.
I tried to write her down for the last one. I wanted her to be my security officer. Then I was like, I don't think there's more than one movie.
No, yeah. Not Jackie Brown.
I clearly didn't understand the assignment.
Oh, you guys thought like shared universe, like expanded universe.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay.
Well,
and we had to
choose
more than one movie.
Otherwise,
I blame you.
Fair.
I am going to go Private Trip from Glory.
Look at you keeping it knee girl up in here. I see you. Oh, it's dark up in this bitch. Only Trump could see us.
Oh, damn.
All right. I'm going with Mr. Miyagi. The original Mr. Miyagi, not that Jackie Chan shit. Just get that out the way.
All right, Josh.
So I am gonna go with Tiana from The Princess and the Frog.
I like that. It's so pretty.
Last pick for me. One last pick.
And Casey.
Mufasa.
Oh, I thought you said superstar. I was like,
Mufasa.
All right, so we have Dottie, Miss White, Jackie Brown, Private Trip, Miss Miyagi, Tina, and Mufasa. Casey, your very last pick.
Oh. Fuck it, let's double down. Let's go Luke Skywalker.
Oh.
Okay.
Getting the Star Wars vote. He about to win this. People just see Star Wars stuff and they just vote for it.
I know one person that does.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
He like shall not be named.
Just like people who see Uncle Phil and they just immediately vote for him. That was
Uncle Phil, y'all, rest in peace. All right. Well, shoot, man. Since you're going for the easy votes, I'm gonna have to do the same. I'm going Batman.
Good one.
I'm Batman.
You son of a bitch. Yeah, what was it? You piece of shit.
And then Kevin says he sees Star Wars, but he don't feel good for that one.
Is that good?
Kevin's uncultured swine.
Uncultured. He is not. You be nice to Kevin.
Uncultured swine. All right.
Go ahead, Garby.
Well, my last pick, I have to pick a kid. So it's time for me to do that. I'm going with Marty McFly.
Good one.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. And then she just says Cher grew up to become a successful wardrobe designer. She created all the uniforms for Star Trek movies.
Put down the weed, dude.
And Kevin says he's quite uncultured. Harvey, pick one, two, or three.
Three.
I'm going Chris Washington. He is the black guy from Get Out.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
The black guy from Get Out. Okay. That's so interesting.
Hey, there's more than one.
I know. So. Right? He the lead, I guess.
I'm the lead black guy, but I mean, the true black guy, not the spoon. He can't get fully spooned yet.
Yeah. Before he goes to the sunken place.
Pre-spoon.
All right, Kendra.
Genie from Aladdin.
Oh, great pick.
Yeah.
Top three Robin Williams movie. Top three.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Behind Mrs. Doubtfire.
I like Robin's more darker shit, like 40.
Oh, I agree. Hey, one hour photo.
1 hour photo.
Dead Poet Society is the greatest.
Oh, yeah. Rose's Greatest Dad. Have y'all seen that one?
No, yeah. License to Wed with Mandy Moore and John Krasinski.
Patch Adams.
That's a good ass TNT.
TNT movie.
And I forget the name of it, but the one where like he killed himself to go like save his wife who had killed herself.
What Dreams May Come.
Yeah, that movie was sad. I can't believe I saw that when I was so young.
Wow.
Insomnia
is creepy too.
Oh my god, Insomnia is so good.
Look at you guys all naming Robin Williams movies that didn't even make it out of our Robin Williams bracket in the first round.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe need to do that again.
I don't think I did it yet for voting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can figure out if you think at the movies.
Yeah. Not yet. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to do that. And I actually have a bracket, Robert Williams bracket, so there you go.
Oh, perfect.
All right, we have Amanda, so you know.
All right.
Hook.
I'm not going to get a lot of votes for this one, but I had to pick one character that is just 100% pure at heart. So I am going with George Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm. Was he a pure heart, though?
Yes.
Or at the end, he was pure heart.
He sacrificed everything for everyone.
I mean, it took him a little while to get there, right? But
not of everyone but himself.
He was very pure hearted.
Yeah. He gave up all of his life dreams for everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sucks for him. CJ.
CJ, fuck you. You're not
you're not invited to our birthday party anymore. All right, Shannon,
hey, stop pissing him off, CJ.
You can't sit with us.
Shannon,
you go here. I'm gonna go with
the very, 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 very last pick.
I am going Stitch.
Nice.
All right, so our bench is Luke Skywalker, Batman, Marty McFly, Chris Washington, Genie, George Bailey, and Stitch. Now this is the time we can talk about our our mentions.
Serious.
Dark
Helmet. I'm surprised we all fucking forgot Atticus fucking Finch.
Hold on. Shannon, you go first. You got any more mentions? So,
I had him on my list.
I had Danielle from Ever After.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had Billy Costigan from Departed.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, Amanda.
I had Inigo Montoya.
Yes.
I had him on my list too. Yeah.
Me too.
I had Oda Mae Brown.
I had her in the other draft. She was going to be my security.
Nice. Alan from The Hangover.
Her. It's a satchel.
And Winifred Sanderson from Focus.
All right. Kendra.
Oh, I had Mike Wazowski.
Hit
Girl from Kick-Ass.
Oh, Poe. Yes.
Nice.
Poe from Kung Fu Panda. And Woody from Toy Story.
Nice.
For my kids, I'm not picking Kevin McCallister, but if I couldn't get Kevin McCallister, I thought he was going to be gone. I was going to get Richie Rich.
Nice.
I'm going to get Richie Rich, and then I have Buckwheat until we keep it black.
Wow.
I just rewatched that the other day, and Buckwheat and like Porky still that movie. They're so adorable together.
I was saying, just so good. Django Unchained, Nick Fury, Iron Man, Captain America, Ace Ventura, Wolverine, Neo, and V from Viva Mandela.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Harvey.
I had Groot.
Mm-hmm. I am Groot.
I had Red from Shawshank Redemption.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Neo from The Matrix.
Yep.
E.T.
Bunch of shit.
Ferris Bueller.
Okay.
Oh, don't get Dre started.
Yeah. I had James Bond, who's like the ultimate movie character.
Yeah.
Austin Powers. Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon.
Bruce Leroy did. Nice.
And last two, I had Fezzik and Wesley from Princess Bride.
Nice.
I think Fezzik, because Andre the Giant, you just had to love him in that character.
Oh, yeah.
I probably would run with Leslie, Wesley instead.
Hello, Lindy.
I also had John Coffey as well.
Ah,
oh, nice.
John Coffey. All right, Josh.
So I had Sarah Connor. I had Ellen Ripley. I had John Kearns from John Q.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. My favorite Disney Watch movie of all time. Yes,
that is a good movie.
Oh, yeah. I am not going to bury my son.
Right?
Kill me. And, no, take my heart. Kill me. So cheesy. So much
my so good, though, man.
Oh, my God.
And then I also had Dumbledore.
All right, Casey.
Yeah, the only one I had was Atticus Finch.
Oh.
That's a good pick, though.
Well, yeah. First things first, that's our draft. I want to thank Amanda for doing the graphics. I also do want to thank Kendra as well for doing the graphic when Amanda was gone.
Yes.
So thank you for that. And yeah, next week we'll be having what are we doing again?
What
dance? Choreographic dance and caption me, which should be very very fun, right? Both of them should be very fun because I'm about to watch a lot of dance movies. So there you go. Let's say our goodbyes. We got a hello wall. I'm not sure who that's from, but hello wall.
Hello to you.
But let's say our goodbyes, starting with.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching us. We had a great time and too. Jana, co-host of Crime Rewind and the soon-to-be returning letters. You can catch us on all of your favorite listening platforms.
Okay. And next is.
Hey, everyone. I'm Amanda, host of The Simplest, co-host of the other shows that will be mentioned in Evening at the Movies and Crime Rewind, Literature Reapers. The Simplest will be back this week with new episodes. And then we will be kicking off International Women's Month with CJ. If I don't rescind his invitation after all this, we'll be kicking off International Women's Month with our top five favorite Britney Spears songs. So,
yeah. Tune in for that. Oh my God.
Okay.
Britney, bitch.
I'm a girl, not yet a woman.
Yeah, I just watched that movie last night.
Dear Diary.
I watched Concert last night and I forgot how good it was.
No, Lucky's her best single. Your Diary. I go on and on.
Your Diary is a really good one.
She's a star, but she cries.
Yeah, her first two albums, Pop Music Gold. But I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm. You can find everything at crushgasmpodcast.com. I have Elementary School Crush this week, Musician Crush coming up, and Josh is coming on to talk about a CW Crush. And yeah, and Shan will be on soon too. And you can also find my writing at kendrawritesstuff.com. And that is it. Thank you.
I'm gonna come back.
I have to plan something.
This was fun. I always mention, you know, I'd like to take a moment for a serious thing and just say, vote for Harvey. Now, yes, Men Are the Prize podcast. every Saturday, 6 a.m., HarveyLeguerre.com, serious men talk, open, vulnerable, emotional discussion. A little bit different than this, but still good stuff. Love is Black podcast. We drop episodes when we drop episodes. I'm done saying particular days because it's difficult. But it's still been fun. The great Black love story. Me and the hot wife, Carice, are writing a great love story. Yeah, it's still coming.
This
this was fun. This was fun. Next week's going to be interesting. I don't know how cruel. Might have to go in on. We going in on Mr. DeAndre Robinson. We going to go. Let's do this. Otherwise, this is fun. And let's Go.
So I'm Casey, host of An Evening at the Movies, co-host of soon to be returning Literature Reapers as well. An Evening at the Movies drops each and every Wednesday morning, except for this week. We haven't been able to get the last episode of Black Cinema Month recorded, and it's all good, but we will be rolling next week into movies that everybody should see once in their lifetime. And no offense, but I'm going to get a little bit serious now too, Harvey, for life. But I'm starting a new hashtag, don't vote for Harvey. Next.
Damn.
And the next
anyone
person.
Anyone but Harvey. Hashtag anyone but Harvey.
The next person is the newest member of the I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network. And he, for some reason, his partner in crime, that's he's just shitting everybody's movies. But newest member, Josh.
Hey, what up, everybody? It's your boy, J-Time, a.k.a. Josh. And you can find me hosting Toontastic Journeys every other Saturday, where you can find any podcast, you'll find us. I'm also the guest host on Season to Season podcast and the Masturbators Bracket Reviews. And since we're all doing it, just want to say, vote for Pedro.
Yes, vote with Pedro.
You know what Pedro he's talking about.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Not Pascal. Right.
So first things first, listen, I do want to congratulate and thank Josh and CJ for coming on season. I know for a fact they will bring a lot of different things to this network, and it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Also, that being said too, because he's already said yes to it, Josh, you like a brown M&M with glasses. All right, with that being said.
I prefer Milk Dud, but I'll take it.
With that being said.
Oh, that's CJ.
With that being said, Melissa, my name is DeAndre Robson, host of Masturbators, and yes, like Amanda said, it is Women's History Month or Appreciation Month next month, and I am inviting Kendra, Amanda, and Shanna to come on do one-on-ones for Women History Month. One-on-one, two-on-twos, whatever you want to do, please come on. I'm going to have some other podcasts, women-led podcasts, come on and do these as well. So it should be fun. We should be after the shit I've seen, we definitely should be respecting and learning more about women's history. Okay. So with that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.
Bye.